Joseph of this fear of all that Potiphar had required to such an extent that Potiphar did not know what he had except for the dread that he had taken and escaped. Joseph, defending himself against Potiphar's wife with Matthew, said that there was no one greater in Potiphar's house than he, that Potiphar had turned over everything in his house to Joseph and to his mind. In other words, Joseph was in complete control of Potiphar's mind. Every businessman knows that it's a dangerous practice under the chief of the kingdom to a subordinate unless you are absolutely confident that person is going to be you. And that is what Joseph writes to Potiphar in the Psalm of the New Testament. Power, in all its prominence and position, is the power of the place. The more responsible Joseph became, the more power he gained. Joseph was given both responsibility and authority, keeping every ruler to free. The question was whether Joseph would use his power to serve his master or to support his master's family. Because Joseph was a godly man, he used his power to serve Potiphar in all he did. Often maybe, I imagine Joseph was like the bread of their prayers and how to hide them. God blessed everything Joseph touched, and that meant that Potiphar's house was blessed as well. As Paul tells us, the Lord blessed and deepened life and the Joseph's sin. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. That means everything Potiphar had in businesses, investments, relationships, his taxes in the court was multiplying and renewed. And it was all because of the blessing of God and his wisdom. This is popularity of his theory as the Potiphar and the rest of his servants. And it was better than ever since Joseph began. It's he, first Joseph says, and Joseph was handsome and tall and generous. Joseph inherited some of his mother's attractive appearance, which he reached his beautiful and fine appearance. The same words are used to describe the mother and the son. So that settles the question forever of where children get their good looks from the mother. It's interesting how little there is in the Bible on physical attractiveness. Joseph is only one of a handful of people that can find that are spiritually attractive. Joseph was certainly one of them, and his attractiveness is about to be more than the same. The test of glory. Joseph passed the test of prosperity with five talents, and it's not common for his charity to be tested. The promise was kept and very close to come and was not a life of success. This is very necessary to see that when he was on the height of his success and his promotion. Somehow prosperity makes people think they can handle life on their own. The video is strong to live in it, God says to the window. After these things, they said, the basic laws that are prosperity. This is Potiphar tried to exalt Joseph in a sexual moral and Joseph is ruled. And then he's willing to give his master to God. And it was a genuine test of prosperity. The power of temptation. Ancient Potiphar was very aggressive, full of sexual temptation. This was the most small temptation Joseph was facing. It was as severe as anything in the modern culture, and would not have been considered unusual at all in Joseph's case. I say that to point out that it is possible in our day and time to stand firm against temptation. This is good as a good day, and we can do it tomorrow. There are five aspects of Joseph's temptation that turned out exactly how real temptation was. And how much Joseph was to do in order to resist it. The within the spiritual walls of your mind. If you don't know what you're doing with your mind, sex, intimacy, thinking of your words, and all the other issues of life, and they have nothing to do with what you're doing. This is that same way that you can try to do on this before you can do on this. Number two, this is really love and God's loyalty. This is place a high value on the loyalty. Verses 8 and 9 is all conscious love, and he was never dishonored, just and partly placed in him. Holy is this man of God. This is new that every sin against man is ultimately a sin against God. It's connected to wickedness because if he wants to commit against father, that's a sin against God and time. Somehow, modern American, these are the sections of Christian young people and talk about the idea that sexual activity is a matter of privacy and confession of God. And it is our business to praise. As long as that is not true. Some always attack people who are not involved. This is really that he is not an isolated and not crazy. I imagine that he was beautiful, giving her a different style and opportunity to take whenever he wanted to the one. And she also appears to be consistent and clever. Her friends also think she's quite complacent to be her beauty. And then she got off of the original way of clothing that she was introduced and began to come in with a message. Time to win her home as an institution. What does Joseph do? I'm only going to refuse to think of it to refuse to be with her and sin. He didn't even go near her in order to not listen to her words. This is what the burden of the source of confusion. He didn't try to prove how strong he was by hanging out with all the time. He waited around forever. I have seen many of his friends who are walking close to the fire. Close to the fire without being burned. Joseph never Number four, Joseph is still strong as a man. Joseph is still active in many ways, especially compared to his brothers and Pastor Jesus. He still has authority and goodness around him and calls him to be strong and greater than him. I believe that is happening in the Christian community today. There is very low responses when it comes to what we see in television, radio magazine, or spiritual movement. We have concluded that sin is wrong and nothing to be offended by the Christian movement. But the man was strong when it came to our first movement. I think that the father realized that sin was a revealed in the body. The son acknowledged it. This is new in truth, with honor, and in the beginning. And Mrs. Potiphar couldn't get Joseph to agree willingly, he started to force the question. He found the whole of his robe and found the person to comply with all the commandments. And Joseph spoke out of his robe and brought the people, dreaming of the holding of the robe of the Lord. Joseph knew he was better off without his place than without his grandchildren. Sometimes the only way to defeat temptation is to run from it. often my way to put in my heart and I might not see it as good. And then in the third temptation, Matthew 4:8-9, it says, "Again, the devil taketh him out to the kingdom of the mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of him, and is said unto him, all these things I will give unto thee, and will fall down to thee." Oh, my God, I just surprised him. Just fall down and worship me, and I will give you all this. Just fall down to the devil, and bow down to the devil, and fall down to Satan. How do you think Jesus answered him? And verse 10, John Jesus said unto him, "If thee hint, Satan, as it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt serve." Him. And the devil left him, and the angels came up and ministered unto him. What words did Jesus say in the name of Jesus and the Christian body for your salvation? And Jesus said, "If you remind me of Satan, he was returned to the world of the soul." And when the devil left him, Jesus was able to avoid the sin. We need to tell the devil when we are in temptation, "If thee be bound in Satan, and the glory of the glory." Also, when the angel came to answer to him, that was like Joseph, and the angel was his blood and honor on his blood. Here are your loyal children. We need to place a high value on loyalty, which is Jesus to his loyalty of Father, God in heaven. Jesus remains loyal to God, the Father, and his blessing that God has on him. With all these temptations, you can have conviction before the temptation. What is Jesus' conviction before the third temptation? We will find it in Deuteronomy 6:13, where it says, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name." Now, our Lord Jesus answers to the devil and his temptation, warning us from Jesus' reality. We need to follow Jesus' example and take the word of God into our hearts, which is the one that we see and have answers to all of our temptations. It is through prayer, obedience, and loyalty to the Father, true God. And there will be secret temptations, something that God will never allow to come to us, and we will do it. But God will always be there, and we will feel ultimately that we will continue to comply. And there will be a sense of our temptation, and the Spirit will occupy us, and we will have a fear of fear. And there will be a form of temptation that we are used to, seeing sin, I will speak a clear heart and be smart to listen. Do not be solitary. I want to call this in the house of closeness and strengthen your community. The place in which the God moves that we do not have in our lives. And finally, let us call that we see the spirit of listening. For we don't sin. We can be humble and pray to be fair and keep your eyes on Jesus as we are running as fast as we can. We are not looking at you, but we are running for our Jesus. Pray. You can hold them to you, but it's the only one that will not be denied. Next time, you will finish the story of Joseph's temptation and see what God has in store for you and successfully saved you to save you. I give you the first time to all the victory and the future of God's name. Dear God, thank you for the story of Joseph. I'm going to go to the next one.